He is Jim Schrader, heading into his fourth season, as the head coach of the Rockford University Regents. And practice is getting ready to start. They leave this afternoon. So, Jim, thanks a lot for being with us.
Oh, thank you guys for having me. It's always fun to get on and talk a little football, guys.
So, it's practice. First practice is today, correct?
First practice today. Yesterday was, in our world, it was like Christmas. We got to welcome everybody back to campus, and kids are looking good, and we got them all squared away with physicals and, you know, a lot of meetings with NCAA stuff and just a lot of excitement, and just great to have the guys back.
What's kind of the schedule a bit? Is it like shirts and shorts for a couple of days and then go into pads like on Monday or Tuesday, or how does that all work out?
Yeah, we transitioned to NCAA, I think, does a good job with it. So today is just helmets. We'll have a walkthrough in the morning. We're big believers, you kind of learn by doing. I mean, you can talk about it, but I think in this day and age, it's important to get the kids out there and do it. So walkthrough in the morning with, you know, just shirt and shorts, and then just helmets for 2 days, helmets and shoulder pads for another 2 days. Then we can put everything on what would be Tuesday. So we're excited, man. The kids are fired up to get rolling.
Just based on last year, and I popped open the story last year of the of all the kids that made first-team all-conference, first-team all-NAC. And of that group, the majority of them are all coming back. At least they're underclassmen last year. I'm running down quick. Running back Chance Manning, sophomore tight end. Well, last year, sophomore tight end Adam Ambrosio, punter Alexis Gutierrez, defensive lineman Jacob Kremens, and lineman Brandon Bothern. I hope I pronounce these right, Botham. But anyway, you've got a lot of talented kids coming back that really produced for you last season.
We do, yeah. And what the big thing we're excited about is, you know, we've been a growing program, and when I took over, there's only 30 kids, and of those 30, I think 14 of those guys were seniors, and it's taken time, but the most exciting thing is we have a lot of returning kids, and we've got more returners now than we do incoming kids, and we're really in kind of a building and growing mode the last couple of years, and we've been pointing to this year for a while. We think it's going to be a big year for us, take a big jump, and we played a lot of really close games. I think we lost 5 or 6 games by a score or less, and there's a lot of kids, while we'll still be young, there's a lot of kids who played a lot of football last year, and they've had a great off season, and we're just excited to get rolling. We still got a lot of work to do, and we've got to kind of embrace the grind, if you will, and get better every day, but there's some good football players who play football coming back, so we're really excited about that.
So I would assume then this is the most talented team you've had in your 4 years here at Rockford University coming in. So you got, it seems like, it almost sounds offensive to the past players, but you have more to work with this year, and optimism has got to be much higher this time around.
For sure, yeah. I think the big thing too is, even with some of the kids that we've added, there's just going to be a lot more competition. We did lose some good kids last year. Two offensive tackles who were very good football players, but it's going to kind of allow other kids. We got a local kid who will kind of move out to tackle from Rochelle, and Will Lawhorn, who can kind of play a more natural position for him. But experience is the greatest teacher, and, you know, another year for some of our bigger guys to get bigger and stronger, and, the O-line and D-line kids is really valuable, and it is what it is. I mean, there's no secret to success. You win with, you know, older kids who are experienced, and the biggest thing is they're just a fun group to work with, and they're passionate about being successful. We understand it's not going to be easy. I mean, everybody wants to win, but our kids, I think, have really done a great job investing the time and effort needed to be successful, and, you know, we're just excited. There's a lot of excitement coming into camp.
You mentioned before this is kind of what you've been building up to, or the progression of getting more kids in and then more kids that have getting experience and all that. I mean, basically in the last 3 years, we've won a total of 5 games, only 1 game last season. So with this group here, what are the expectations? How much higher can Rockford University climb and turn into an upper division team, an upper echelon team in the NAC?
You know, the big thing is just getting better every week. We really want to get off to a good start, and I think we've got some opportunities with our non-conference schedule. We'll open McMurray. We played very close ball games with them the last couple years. You know, the team that's typically 7-3, 8-2 every year, they're very good. So want to get off, that's a big game for us. And you know, that second week we've got Martin Luther, and then we've got Kalamazoo. It's exciting because we've got six home games this year. It's always good when you got guys on the grass, you know. But I think the biggest thing is just to get better and turn some of those close losses into W's. And I think the one big reason we're excited, this will be the first time in my tenure we bring back experience at quarterback. You know, so you've got Eric Mackey, he's a kid from Marengo, and Delano Mack, young man from he's from Auburn High School. Both those guys have very different skill sets, but have played football games. So we're excited about that. I mean, it's what it is. The quarterback position makes you go, but to answer your question, just we want to play meaningful games in October and November, and I think if we can get better every day and, you know, kind of embrace that mindset, I think that's definitely something that we're capable of doing.
Real quickly, and I'm sure this will change between now and the day or two before the opener, and we'll probably have you back on just before the opener to get more updated ideas, but give me a quick, at this stage, what is the team's strengths, what is the team's weaknesses?
I think the big thing is our biggest strength is our physicality. I think we're going to be better up front, which is big. Defensively, you know, just more experience and move some guys around in terms of, you know, a young man, Jalen Bashford, last year was second in the NAC in tackles per game, was a very good football player. So made a positional move with him. I think that's going to allow him to be around the ball even more. In the secondary, we return our entire secondary. Very excited about that. You know, just all over, I think, from an experience standpoint, run to the ball, being more physical defensively. Offensively, you know, we want to run the football. That's what everybody wants to do, but that's what we want to do. I think we've got to get a little bit better at throwing it. And those kids, that experience is going to be invaluable in terms of getting us into the right plays. And, you know, but I think probably our biggest strength offensively is running the football, getting downhill. And then, you know, the things we've got to work on is probably throwing it. But I think we're going to be able to throw it a lot better this year. We're excited about that.